from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's not so likely that this is the good time to negotiate. The off season is a better time for that. And we're going to try to keep focused on the football part. So I'm not going to rule anything out, but I will tell you that the die has probably been cast.
The die has been cast. That's Mike Brown, owner of the Cincinnati Bengals. You don't hear him often. I saw some Bengals reporters pointing that out, that pay attention when he speaks because it's not often. And the reason he was speaking, or the thing he was speaking about, was Ja'Marr Chase's contract and basically saying it's not going to happen now. Man, the Bengals. That is something to consider. For all this talk of like what the Bills window is, you see that on TV every day. I got more questions about the Bengals just because of their kind of organizational philosophy with stuff like that. How will they hold it together? 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary here on WGR. Actually, let's go to the Western Hotline now, of course. Aaron Schatz, who we're excited to talk to. The FTN Fantasy Almanac is out for the year. And very exciting, of course, every year to have you on, Aaron. So thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we got the book out a little earlier this year. I'm all ready for the season. Let's have some training camp.
Love it. Bills training camp starts tomorrow. We're already in a couple already. Ravens and Chiefs started over the weekend. Before we get to some of the stuff that we dove in on the Almanac, I went to your Twitter before you came on just to see if I missed anything from the last couple of days. And I saw the ESPN article of like kind of the future power rankings, which is kind of more along the lines of what I just mentioned of the Bills are constantly being talked about, like, is their window closing? And it's always weird to me that a team with a quarterback that's this good and still this young would get so much of that. And I wonder, because on this list, you guys had the Bills third. It was from multiple contributors. I guess, how do you see that part of the conversation for the Bills of, are they going anywhere anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, I think that their window is smaller now than it has been for the last couple of years, but it's not closed. When you have Josh Allen and you have Sean McDermott, the front office is good. Your window is never going to close. I do think that they are less likely to make it than they would have a year or two ago, but they're, you know, the NFL history is filled with teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl in their best regular seasons and then went on a playoff run in a different season and made it to the Super Bowl, like the 79 Rams or the 2006 Colts. So, I mean, there's no question the Bills might be in that category.
So the FTN Football Almanac is out for this year. Aaron, for someone that's never had the Almanac before, like how much stuff, like what are you really getting when you buy the Almanac or download it?
You get tons of advanced stats from last year, all kinds of charting, cornerback coverage, broken tackles, pass pressures. You get chapters written on every team to explain the stats because just a bunch of numbers would be boring. You get the finest team projections in the business, and you get fantasy football projections from the award-winning Jeff Ratcliffe.
All right. And on the Bills this year, from the Almanac, from you, what you mentioned, like maybe not as likely to win the Super Bowl as they have been in past years. How much less likely for you this Bills team versus teams of the past couple years?
I mean, I think we had them. I think I picked them to go to the Super Bowl last year. So we had them second or third in our projections last year, and this year they're more like sixth. The thing is, they also have the hardest schedule in the league. So when it comes to our win projections, they're 10th. Because of the schedule being really hard. I mean, they're still a good overall team. They're a top 10 team in all three phases in our projections, but the schedule is very tough. If you look at just the three games that they play different from the rest of the AFC East, they have to play Detroit, Kansas City, and Baltimore. That is a hard three games to play compared to playing the alternatives.
Right. And like the Jets schedule, for instance, I was looking at their schedule a little bit earlier on. They get Denver instead of Kansas City. I think they get the Steelers instead of Baltimore. They get, I'm trying to think, someone in the NFC, the Vikings maybe instead of the Lions. So schedule is important there too. For the Bills, you said around sixth in terms of their strength overall. How much of that drop is Diggs specifically versus other changes during the offseason?
Oh, I think, you know, and also general regression trends. I mean, you know, I think a little bit of it is Diggs. The Diggs thing is interesting because he struggled so much in the second half of last year. So the question is whether his struggles in the second half of last year were injury related or age related, because if they're age related, then they're likely to roll over to this year and the Bills made a good move.
Yeah.
If they're injury-related and he's going to bounce back, then they made a bad move. And I don't know the answer to which one of those two it was.
Right. And, there, of course, was the coordinator change midway through the year as well. That's something, Aaron, we're trying to figure out a lot, too, is like just offensive differences and how much can we even read into. I don't know how you would pick this apart because I think it's hard to do this. A coordinator that shows up in Week 11 – how much of what we saw is actually what he wants to do versus maybe what he thought he was capable of doing because he's coming in, he's taking over the offense midway through the season?
I mean, I will say this, Buffalo fans will be surprised, but their offense was more efficient in the first half of the year than it was with the new coordinator in the second half of the year. What improved in the second half of the year for the Bills was the defense, which finally learned how to play without Matt Milano and the other injured players, right? So that the Buffalo defense played really well for the first 4 weeks or so, and then they really dipped down for the next 5 or 6 weeks, and then they went back up, and that's what really improved in the second half of the year, not the offense.
And the defense saw a lot of big names go out the door. A lot of them, like Tre'Davious White, they kind of already had replaced with Rasul Douglas. So some are more emotional departures maybe than actual on-the-field departures. But they do lose Poyer and Hyde, who they hadn't really seen. We haven't seen a defense without those two for years, Aaron. So with the departures they've had, how much do you expect that to impact their defense?
I do expect it to impact the defense, losing the safeties, definitely Poyer, you know, especially. I mean, Micah Hyde has had injuries over the last couple of years, not played at 100%. He's even older than Poyer is. They're both in their mid-30s at this point. But, you know, we don't quite know how good the group will be behind them, especially if it's the rookie Cole Bishop playing. But the cornerbacks are still good. I worry about cornerback depth because Kaiir Elam has just never made it happen. And then the other guys that they have for depth are pretty much nobodies. So that those are, you know, the worries about the defense. The front seven should still be pretty strong.
Aaron Schatz on the Western Hotline, the FTN Football Almanac, is out for this year. Departing away from the Bills a little bit, Aaron, who's the team, putting you a little bit on the spot here, who's the team that you think has the widest range of outcomes this year, where it's really hard to pin down how, like, their best case scenario and their worst case scenario are really, really different?
I mean, the answer is all of the teams with the young quarterbacks, so I'll say Chicago. There's reason to believe that their defense is not going to be as good as it was in the second half of last year because they were very dependent on takeaways, which tends to regress towards the mean pretty heavily. And you have no idea what their rookie quarterback is going to be, but if he's good, they put so much around him that that offense should be really good if Williams is good, but we don't know. You cannot expect rookie quarterbacks to be good. You just can't expect it. Like, it happens sometimes. It happened for C.J. Stroud last year, but you can't make that your expectation.
Right, and the Bears certainly, you know, we'll see. They're going to be on national TV a lot, too, so they'll be one of the more interesting teams in the league. In the AFC, Kansas City, did they get better between last year and this year, which feels weird knowing they won the Super Bowl, but even Mahomes kind of spoke to that the other day when he said, like, they weren't having as much fun. It was they had a tougher time during the regular season. In the Almanac, and for you, did they get better during the offseason?
Yes. Their offense got better with the new receivers that they had. I think people are sort of overstating Xavier Worthy a little bit. People are acting like they got a colossal steal by taking him exactly where everybody thought he would go. So that's not a steal. When you take a guy where everybody thought he would go, that's not a steal. Marquise Brown, it's a good addition, right? But Marquise Brown is also a good addition. The thing is, the Chiefs can sleepwalk through that division because that division looks real weak except for the Chiefs. They have a much easier schedule than the other top teams in the AFC. So it may be like they don't look during the regular season like they're any better, and then the playoffs come and they turn it on again because how much competition do they really have for the division title?
Right. Yeah, and I wonder, too, in your guys' research, I was thinking about this with the Chiefs the other day, that they ran through the playoffs, and I think the game against the Bills where they scored either 24-27 was the most they had. The Ravens game, they had 3 points in the whole second half. That team, I don't know, again, if you guys found this in your research at all, it feels like they had a historic playoff run, and it's not going to be remembered that way, defensively, I should say, because Mahomes is the quarterback. I just don't know that they're going to ever be mentioned with some of those other top defenses of the last, you know, couple decades.
Yeah, they had a nice defensive run in the playoffs. It was helped somewhat by the fact that in the first game, the weather was minus 9 bazillion degrees. That being said, like, let's look at their wins in the playoffs. Miami, they won by 19. Big win. Buffalo by 3. Baltimore by 7. And San Francisco by 3 in overtime. Like, it was not a dominating. This wasn't like the 85 Bears and they just marched through the playoffs, right? Like, there were some close games in there. The Miami one was a can of whoop-ass. And the Buffalo one was not as close as the final score. But it's not like they were marching through the playoffs and they're unbeatable.
Aaron Schatz on the Wester Hotline. You mentioned the AFC West you don't see being that competitive, and I think most would agree with that for sure. How competitive do you see the AFC East being around the Bills?
I see it being pretty competitive. I think the AFC East has 3.5 good teams. And I think we don't quite know what we're going to get out of the Jets offense. We don't quite know what to expect from a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury. But I think we can pretty much expect that even at his worst, Aaron Rodgers is better than what they had last year. And the Jets and Patriots have very good defenses.
Yeah. The Patriots, the same thing would be rookie quarterback specific. Is that one tough because we don't really know how many games Jacoby Brissett will play? Like, would you feel more comfortable knowing what they are, even if you got 7-8 games out of Brissett, who we've seen?
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. For both Minnesota and New England, we're expecting that the veterans will play at least half the season, and that actually makes them easier to predict than the teams that we think the rookies are going to play the whole year. Because Brissett has a pretty he has a higher floor than you might expect. And he had his best season with Alex Van Pelt as his coordinator a couple of years ago. But their offense is still going to probably be pretty bad. But their defense is going to be pretty good. That's why I say it's 3.5 good teams, because that defense was a top 10 defense last year. And now they're getting back their best pass rusher and two of their three best cornerbacks.
The last team, Aaron, I wanted to ask you specifically about, a lot's been made about how difficult the Steelers' schedule is. Is that how you see it? And Tomlin has this streak going of never finishing below 500. And I guess how much of the risk of that finally ending this year is schedule heavy versus what they actually are?
Is that a thing? Is that a thing? The Pittsburgh
schedule? At least I've heard it a little bit.
Yeah, our numbers do not see it that way. We have the average Pittsburgh opponent as exactly average.
Okay.
We have them with a dead average schedule. Now, Cincinnati has an easier schedule because they were, the last place team in that division last year. So Cincinnati has an easier schedule, but Baltimore basically has the same schedule that Pittsburgh has as far as quality, and Cleveland's is about the same. So,
okay,
yeah, I don't see that, but I think Pittsburgh, we think their defense is going to decline a little bit. We don't think their offense is going to be that good. We see them as a below-average team, and that this is the year, probably, that Tomlin loses his streak.
You know what may be happening there, then, is, like, I know their schedule is very division-heavy at the end. Like, all of their division games are mid-November on. But right, if you wouldn't see Cleveland being this dominant force, or you know the other teams too. I know Baltimore and Cincinnati are going to be high up there, but I guess it would be more dependent on how you see those divisional teams.
I think their divisional games are tough. I think what is true about Pittsburgh, if you look at their schedule, is that it is much harder in the second half of the season.
Okay.
In the second half of the season, they have all their divisional games, and they have Kansas City. So yes. It gets much harder in the second half of the season than it was in the first. The first half of the season is like Atlanta and Denver and the Chargers and the Raiders and the Giants. It's much easier in the first half than the second half.
Right. FTN Football Almanac is out for Aaron Schatz. And the last thing I wanted to get to you with, Aaron, is kind of just more like this trend in the league for receivers. We came up with the clip about Mike Brown talking about the Jamar Chase contract, and you know there's a talk about Lamb's contract. There were so many receivers that saw big money, where this year there's now more $20 million per year receivers in the league than there are quarterbacks. I saw that this morning. I wonder, from your perspective, if you feel like we're seeing a boom for receivers, that they're more valuable than ever, or are teams kind of catching up and realizing it now? I guess just how do you see the landscape of that position, which, to be fair, here in Buffalo, because of the Diggs trade and the draft, like we've been spending, Aaron, I feel like the last 6 months talking about mostly that position.
I think that teams are catching up to the value of the wide receiver position. Now, but the quarterback is the most important position in the game. It's not even close. Quarterbacks should be the highest paid players. That's just how it is. But you have to remember that every team at this point has three starting wide receivers, right? Three wide receivers is the base personnel for 31 out of the 32 teams in the league. You know, with 32nd usually is whoever Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator of. And that means that the replacement level receiver is like 95th. So the quality of those top 10 guys over the 95th best guy is pretty big, and so those guys are worth the money.
Aaron Schatz, FTN Football Almanac out, FTN Fantasy, of course, as well. I'll be looking forward to that part of it. So appreciate the time, Aaron, as always, and good luck with the Almanac, and we'll talk again once football season gets rolling.
Absolutely. Everybody should check out the new Stats Hub for subscribers at FTNFantasy.com. All kinds of ways to slice and dice the information from the charting. Just really good stuff.
Awesome. The website, probably, I'm assuming, the easiest place to get the Almanac also?
Absolutely. FTNFantasy.com/Almanac. If you want a physical copy, search for us on Amazon.
Awesome. Thanks, Aaron.
All right.
Aaron Schatz on the Wester Hotline. Yeah, I guess now that I'm looking at the Steelers' schedule, that has been, I saw this morning a little bit about how tough their schedule is, but I guess that really is towards the end. The Steelers start the year If Russell Wilson starts the year, I don't really know that Justin Fields is ever going to get in, because they go Atlanta, Denver, Chargers, Colts as their first five. Those are the first four games of the season, and then it's kind of in the middle. They have the Cowboys in the middle, the Jets. They have the Giants game, but then it's division central. Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Browns, Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals. I mean, they could lose their last seven games. Like, if they want to stay above 500 for Tomlin again and they want to make the playoffs, they better have a great record early on in the season. Because they've got just a gauntlet of games from mid-November on. 803-0550 is the phone number. So, we had this report about an hour ago that, all right, it looks like it's actually going to happen. We've been expecting it, that eventually it would, and we don't really have a timeline even on it, but report from the Washington Post that the NFLPA and the NFL, they're now having serious discussions about adding an 18th game. It's going to happen. And it's probably going to happen very soon. Maybe we have one or two more seasons of 17 games, and then we're into 18 games. Where do you want the 18th game? I think we'll get a second bye, would be a guess of mine. We'll get a second bye. So you have 2 weeks to play with here. Do you have to stuff into the schedule? And Nate wants the extra August game, the extra warm weather game. And I like the idea of you just keep the start of the schedule where it is right now, and you just add in your 18th game and your extra bye week along the way. You push everything back 2 weeks, and you start having a tradition, a regular occurrence, which is the Super Bowl gets played on the third Sunday of every February. That would be my dream, because the third Monday of every February is President's Day, which is a federal holiday. So most people would have off the day after the Super Bowl. And all of those takes over the years of Super Bowl Saturday, why don't they play the Super Bowl on a Saturday? This would kind of be doing the same thing. You're lining it up so that Super Bowl parties, you can have as much fun as you want, you can stay out as late as you want, because the game, when does the game even start? Well, the game actually does start a little earlier on Super Bowl Sunday than, you know, other primetime games. Starts like 6:20, 6:30. So the game's still going to end after 10 o'clock. And then if the game was interesting, rather than having to leave right away because you got to work the next morning, you know, you could hang out at whatever party you're at with friends for a little bit longer if you want. Maybe you even want to go out after. Maybe you went out to watch the Super Bowl in the first place because you didn't have to work the next morning. Oh, I just think it's a tremendous idea.
Especially for the two cities that their team's playing in, that too is the most important.
Yeah, those cities often now, though, schools will be shut down for the next day, work, like, it'll already be baked in. I remember that was a thing with Philly, and who was just in the Super Bowl? Well, Kansas City, San Francisco, maybe it was both, that schools are off the next day. Most bosses, they'll let you off. So, yes. But for everybody to have off the next day would be perfect. Do that. Third Sunday of every February. Make that Super Bowl Sunday. By the way, Nate thought 75% of people would say extra warm weather game. Right now, 68% say they'd rather have the Super Bowl before President's Day. Just saying. 803-0550 is the phone number. Extra Point Show coming up at 10 with Sal Capaccio. Training camp tomorrow. I will be outside talking to you 24 hours from today. It looks beautiful out right now. Hoping that holds up. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I think that their window is smaller now than it has been for the last couple of years, but it's not closed. When you have Josh Allen and you have Sean McDermott, the front office is good. Your window is never going to close. I do think that they are less likely to make it than they would have a year or two ago. But they're, you know, the NFL history is filled with teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl in their best regular seasons and then went on a playoff run in a different season and made it to the Super Bowl, like the 79 Rams or the 2006 Colts. So, I mean, there's no question the Bills might be in that category.
Aaron Schatz. You've just joined us last segment. If you missed that, on demand, WGR550.com, the Odyssey app. How do we feel about 18 games? Sounds like it's happening. There's a report from the Washington Post about an hour ago that we're going to get it. And the NFL, they're having serious discussions, nothing about like when it would happen or how they would go about it. I love the idea, though, of backing up the Super Bowl Sunday before President's Day when everybody has off. Perfect. 803-0550 is the phone number. Alex in Cincinnati wants to get in on this. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. So I've been listening to you the past, you know, half hour or so talking about the 18-game season. One of you wants it in later in the season, one wants earlier in the season. But, well, since they've gone to a 17-game season, the Super Bowl is actually on the second weekend of February. So you both could have one extra game in the cold weather, and then you could tack on that second week at the beginning of the year. You both get your warm weather game and your cold weather game. You only need to back up the Super Bowl 1 week to be President's Day.
Yep.
Sounds like everybody's happy there.
That's right. I guess I'm not
on the phone.
I didn't count the buy-in to when I looked at it on the calendar. The only thing about that, Alex, that I'm discovering from people on Twitter right now is the NFL has kind of made this known that they don't like to play on Labor Day, and I don't know how you would avoid that. You know what I mean? If we want both things, so, which is why I'm almost hoping now that you're mentioning the, oh, you got to back it up 2 weeks in February, that they wouldn't skip over President's Day weekend and then have the Super Bowl, I guess that would be the last weekend of February, or are we even into March?
After President's Day.
Yeah.
So. Like they're
going to have to make a decision here. I think thanks Alex for the call. That was going to connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online, northtownkia.com. I guess they just got to play on Labor Day. What's their reasoning against that? I also don't. I mean, they want people to have it off because it's a federal holiday, but it's usually the Monday after. So just don't have Monday Night Football if you really want to avoid it. I don't know. They used to have, one of our engineers, Todd, texted us that they used to play on Labor Day, and now they don't like doing that anymore. So I kind of think you want to go back to that because I gotta get this Super Bowl. I gotta get this Super Bowl the day before President's Day ID off the ground. It's just too perfect. You gotta do it. Or maybe, well, I'm sure what the NFL is pushing for and what the PA is going to want to fight against is just not having a second bye week and having an 18-game season where you don't get a bye week. Maybe at that point you just eliminate the preseason and say, well, that's your trade. We're going to eliminate the preseason. That's less, you know, less time that you have to be at training camp. That's less snaps for a lot of these players. So we'll get rid of preseason. Maybe they would think that that's enough. Again, I don't really mind, though, having the 18th game at all. It's just more football. Football's already so short. It was 16 games a year. Think about that. For how much attention, how much talk, how much interest there is, your favorite team, if they're not good, you know, this is how I grew up with the Bills during the drought. Your favorite team plays of 16 of the 365 days a year. That's it. And that's fine. I don't need it to be 82 like hockey or basketball, but you can go to 18. I just don't see a big problem with 18 at all. It's just more football. They wouldn't do it if they didn't think people would want it. Because if people didn't want it, then they wouldn't watch, and then they wouldn't be able to sell to advertisers, and then they wouldn't make any money for it. Which is why they're doing it. They're doing it to make money, but the money comes from the fan interest. It comes from the engagement. It comes from, you know, I guess now with streaming, it comes from people signing up for subscribers to these new games. And fantasy. Of course. How would this affect fantasy? All right, so I guess you would just back everything up. You just add a game in the regular season. So if you're in a 12-team league, that would get a little bit more difficult. Now you could play everybody in your league once, and then a couple of teams twice. That's where it would get a little bit hairy. So you have to figure that out amongst yourselves. I had one tweeter earlier in the show ask us about our first snap draft, and as it relates to fantasy, is Mac Hollins worth a dart throw in the last round? If he is someone that could play for Keon Coleman at the beginning of the season, if Coleman's not ready to go. I am mentally bracing for that, by the way. I'm not yet predicting it, but I am mentally bracing for camp to come and go, preseason to come and go, and our attitudes on Keon Coleman to shift. Because he is raw. And I don't know how he's going to be able to translate from college when he was a flawed college player in his ability to separate, his ability to run routes, to now having to do that at the NFL level. How much are they going to trust him? How much is he worth trusting right out of the gates? And that's a position where, you know, like when's the last time a rookie receiver really had a large opportunity? I mean, look how long it took them to trust Gabe Davis and to be a starter. Because Gabe Davis was someone that kind of flashed right away. I mentioned earlier our first snap draft. Davis's rookie year, 2020, he's a fourth round pick. You know, the Bills had Diggs in the building, and they had John Brown and Beasley and Knox. Like, they had weapons. And who caught the first pass of that season? It was Davis. And he played some because there were injuries, but he did well. He did great beyond expectations. And And the next year, they didn't expand his workload at all. It took really two full years before they finally said, all right, let's throw Gabe Davis in. The difference here, of course, is draft capital. I know. Keon Coleman was their first pick of round two, and Davis was a fourth-round pick. It's a big difference. But I'm just not... I think they've brought in a lot of insurance policies. I think Hollins is an insurance policy. I think Claypool's an insurance policy. I think MVS is an insurance policy. And if they feel a little uncomfortable trusting him in a full workload right away as the X receiver, which a lot of people don't even think he can play, then one of those other three guys is going to get an opportunity. So for fantasy, yeah, a dart throw on one of those guys at the end, because it's really, who knows? Someone's going to be catching passes. It's Josh Allen. He's going to throw 4,000 yards. He's going to throw 25-plus touchdowns minimum. There's going to be opportunity there for somebody. And it's more likely than not to be a Samuel, a Shakir, a Coleman. But it's not crazy to me to say, yeah, in a deep league, let me throw a flyer at Hollins. Let me throw a flyer at MVS. Let me throw a flyer at Claypool. I am staying all the way away from Coleman in fantasy. He is going as the number one receiver from the Bills, and I'm just not touching that. I would much rather have Samuel or Shakir. I feel more stable. It's more stable players, more of a track record. I just totally would pick those two over Coleman. 803-0550 is the phone number. Ron in Alden is next up. What's up, Ron?
Hey, I've been thinking about this 18-game schedule for a long time, if it ever happens.
Yep.
And I think it would be great if they would play everyone in our division twice and everyone else in the conference once. There's your 18 games, and then you don't have to play any NFC games. Now, I don't know if they would like that or not, but that would make every game so highly more important, because playing, you know, their team instead of, like, Arizona, for example, be playing our AFC team, it'd just be amazing. And I think that's the way they would go. I don't think they would go that way, but I think that's the way they should. Just get your thoughts. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Ron. How they would go about scheduling and adding the game, I kind of want them to get creative with it, but I don't really know how. You could always draft opponents. That's always fun. Maybe play a team in your division a third time? Is that crazy? I'm workshopping this live. Is that a bad idea? You rotate every year. You play one of your division rivals a third time. What about... You could keep it in conference, like Ron said. The NFC thing, I don't need another NFC game. I don't think I do. Do I want a game against the Giants this year for some reason? Like, I don't know. Could make it a reward for teams. The Bill, whoever won the Super Bowl last year, your reward, you get one of your games next year is against the last place team. So, hey, Chiefs, congratulations on winning the Super Bowl. As if you needed any other benefit or any other little prize at the end here. You get to play Carolina next year. Here, take your free win against the Carolina Panthers. The other thing about 18 games, this is a Steve Tasker idea. I've heard Steve talk about this years ago, that you add 18 games, and instead of the bye, the second bye, you have it so that all of your players can only play 17 games. I think I have this right. There was a Tasker plan at one point. I think this was the idea that they could play, like, so Josh Allen could only play 17 of the 18 games. Everyone could only play 17 of the 18 games. So you would introduce all this new strategy, which for me personally, like the content, oh, I'm in. I'm in just for the content of trying to figure out, okay, what's the game you don't want to play Allen in? What's the Trubisky game? Do you want Trubisky against Kansas City because you're just going to punt that game? Or do you want Trubisky against blank, who's your easiest opponent? Where do you want him? Do you want him at the end of the year? Play him in the final game of the year. Wait to the end. But then that's risky, right? Because, hey, if I've clinched things, then perfect. I saved my Trubisky game for the end, and I don't need him.
On the flip end, I need this game for the division, and I've played Allen in 17 games already. Now I'm an idiot, and now everybody's yelling at me, and I've really screwed this up. Oh, it'd be so good. So interesting. And that could go for all players. Like, ooh, what's the game you want to sit Greg Rousseau for? Hey, guys, sounds like this is the week they're going to sit Christian Benford. Introduce the strategy. I'd be so in. They're never going to do that. Never. They'll do the second bye week. 803-0550 is the phone number. Thanks, Ron, for the call. Time out here. Extra Point Show coming up at 10. Sal Capaccio on the way in 15 minutes. We'll come back and wrap things up here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So, Elliot Friedman reports Beck Malenstein in the Sabres. 2 years, $1.35 million. So, Sabres have $13.2 million in cap space left, with only Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Peyton Krebs to sign. So, that's going to cost them $7 million tops. $8 million tops. They are going to have all of the Skinner money left and not use it, aren't they? All the cap space they saved by buying out Skinner, they're not even going to use. Which means, to me, what did you really do it for? Because I thought the whole point of buying out Skinner was, well, I didn't have a spot in the top six for him anymore, and I'm saving $7.5 million on the cap. Well, you're not using that $7.5 million, and Skinner's top six spot that you didn't think he had anymore, who's in that right now? It's not gone. It's still there. Jason Zucker? Skinner, I don't know. The way this team is currently constructed, I see there still being a spot for Skinner. One month to go in last season, he led the team in goals. And that was a player that we all know is dependent on who his center is. His center, Tage Thompson, was hurt all year. And he still had a 32-goal pace with a month to go in the season. You couldn't find 16 minutes a night for that guy in your top six because you have to play Jason Zucker there instead. You could have both. You could have both players on the roster. I don't know. It's weird to me. And in 5 seconds, if they traded for a top six forward, I'd look like an idiot. And that'd be fine because we'd all be happy they have a new top six forward. But as of now, that has not happened. All right, it's going to do it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow with Jeremy. He returns to the show from St. John Fisher. We will be at Bills training camp. Can't wait. Stay tuned. Sal Capaccio is on the way next with the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So, Elliot Friedman reports Beck Malenstein in the Sabres. 2 years, two years, $1.35 million. So, Sabres have $13.2 million in cap space left, with only Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Peyton Krebs to sign. So, that's going to cost them $7 million tops. $8 million tops. They are going to have all of the Skinner money left and not use it, aren't they? All the cap space they saved by buying out Skinner, they're not even going to use. Which means, to me, what did you really do it for? Because I thought the whole point of buying out Skinner was, well, I didn't have a spot in the top six for him anymore, and I'm saving $7.5 million on the cap. Well, you're not using that $7.5 million, and Skinner's top six spot that you didn't think he had anymore, who's in that right now? It's not gone. It's still there. Jason Zucker? Skinner, I don't know. The way this team is currently constructed, I see there still being a spot for Skinner. One month to go in last season, he led the team in goals. And that was a player that we all know is dependent on who his center is. His center, Tage Thompson, was hurt all year. And he still had a 32-goal pace with a month to go in the season. You couldn't find 16 minutes a night for that guy in your top six because you have to play Jason Zucker there instead? You could have both. You could have both players on the roster. I don't know. It's weird to me. And in 5 seconds, if they traded for a top six forward, I'd look like an idiot. And that'd be fine because we'd all be happy they have a new top six forward. But as of now, that has not happened. All right, it's going to do it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow with Jeremy. He returns to the show from St. John Fisher. We will be at Bills training camp. Can't wait. Stay tuned. Sal Capaccio is on the way next with the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.